I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel has approved a ceasefire agreement with Lebanon's Hezbollah, setting the stage for an end to nearly 14 months of fighting linked to the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip.
I just spoke with the Prime Minister of Israel and Lebanon. I'm pleased to announce that their governments have accepted the United States proposal to end the devastating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House on Tuesday also said his administration would make a renewed push for a ceasefire in Gaza. An Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire would mark the first major step toward ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, but it does not address the war in Gaza. Multiple people died on Tuesday in Pakistan's capital during clashes between police and protesters demanding the release of ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The Interior Ministry confirmed the deaths of paramilitary soldiers but did not say who was responsible. While Khan's opposition party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or PTI, said two protesters had died during the march. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif blamed the protesters for the soldiers' deaths, accusing them of ramming the paramilitary troops with a convoy of vehicles. Sharif branded the actions extremism aimed at achieving evil political designs. Authorities have said a curfew could be imposed in the capital. Khan has been jailed on a series of corruption charges since August 2023. The PTI party rejected Sharif's accusation that the paramilitary troops had been rammed.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. This is VOA News. Ukraine said Tuesday a single attack featured the most Russian drones to date during more than 1,000 days of war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia launched 188 drones against most regions of Ukraine in a nighttime blitz, describing it as a record number of drones deployed in a single attack. It adds most of them were intercepted, but apartment buildings and critical infrastructure such as the national power grid were damaged. No casualties were immediately reported in the 17 targeted regions. The Russian Defense Ministry, meanwhile, has issued a rare official acknowledgement of its assets being hit on its own soil by US-made longer-range missiles that Washington recently authorized Ukraine to use. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong's top court on Tuesday upheld three earlier rulings that favored granting public housing and inheritance rights to married same-sex couples, citing equality provisions in the city's mini-constitution. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
In a unanimous decision, judges ruled in favor of granting public housing and inheritance rights to married same-sex couples. The government said that same-sex and opposite-sex couples were not comparable in terms of their rights to public housing. Two of the judges also said that existing inheritance rules were, quote, discriminatory and unconstitutional. Hong Kong's top court last September ruled against legalizing same-sex marriage. But it acknowledged the need for same-sex couples to access alternative legal frameworks to meet basic social requirements. The government was given 2 years to produce the framework. Following the latest ruling, a government spokesman said it respected the top court's decision.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. A major scale-up of aid has seen more than 700 trucks depart for Sudanese communities in desperate need of food. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
More than 700 trucks are on their way to famine-stricken areas of Sudan as part of a major scale-up of aid. That's after clearance was given by the Sudanese government. The army and the paramilitary rapid support forces have been locked in conflict since April 2023, causing acute hunger and disease. Both sides are accused of impeding aid deliveries. They blame each other. On Monday, the head of Sudan's Sovereign Council said he would allow airports in army-controlled areas, isolated by the fighting, to serve as humanitarian hubs for UN agencies to facilitate deliveries.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.